Moncrief on News Talk.
An Irish adaptation of the reality TV show The Traitors will soon be hitting our screens. The show is predicated on some of the contestants lying to the others. But this is Ireland, where the first question is always, where are you from? Leading almost inevitably to the discovery that they are third cousins or one went out with the other's brother for 3 years. In Ireland, is it possible to find a group of people who will know nothing of each other? Padraig Wilson-McCarthy is a content creator and a reality TV fanatic. Padraig, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Now, in fairness, like, no one who's seen The Traitors didn't like it. Like, it hasn't got any bad reviews. It's an unequivocal hit.
It's an amazing hit. And it's a very new concept. It only started in 2021 and originated in the Netherlands. And very quickly, it was adopted by the BBC. They did their first series in 2022. So they're only two series in. And they've already teased a celebrity version. And then last year, the US took it over as well. So it's gone completely global. You know, if you're not even into reality TV, I know, look, there'll be plenty of people who will despise the likes of Love Island and Big Brother and that kind of thing. But this is completely different because there's an element of this where it really is a game. You
yes,
know?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's not really reality TV.
No.
I suppose the personalities make it.
Exactly. But it is very much about the ordinary person. So I suppose for anyone that doesn't know what it's about, you know, it starts off with 22 strangers and it's set in this big extravagant castle. And at the very beginning, each player is assigned a role. You're either a traitor or a faithful. And basically the objective is for the traitors, they've got secret meetings every night and they choose one person to eliminate. And then throughout the day there's challenges and everyone comes together. Nobody knows which role you are, and relationships are formed. And then at the end of every day there's a round table discussion where people air their suspicions and they try to basically find who the traitors are. The aim is to eliminate the traitors so that you get the money. But of course, if the traitor is a good enough liar, they can carry it straight through to the end. So there's 50 grand at stake here. So it's a high risk.
And the American version of it, where do they set it? Because it seems they don't have any old castles.
Well, this is the thing. So actually, both of the both series in the US and the UK were both set in the same place, and that was in a castle up in the Scottish Highlands. So I don't suspect RT will be sending people to the Scottish Highlands, especially because we've got so many castles here that we could showcase. You know,
I'm sorry for laughing, Pori, but you may be aware of whole series of Oireachtas meetings and spending money.
It'll
be in a warehouse at the M50.
Well, I was kind of thinking that earlier on. I was thinking, you know, maybe we mightn't have the budget for it.
Disused chipper.
It could be. But look, if the casting is right, you never know.
Other than saying they're doing it, have they given any information about it?
Not really. We don't know who's hosting. So if you've watched the UK one, it's Claudia Winkleman. She does a great job with it. In America, it's Alan Cumming. He's actually won an Emmy for his role in this. So we're going to need someone iconic. There's been people taken to X all day and there's been suspicions and things swirling around. A lot of people calling for Maura Higgins to come back and be our host. Deirdre O'Kane is another name that's been linked to it. A lot of people hoping that Anne Doyle might come out of retirement for it. And then, of course, the likes of Angela Scanlon has also been linked to it. We don't know anything else, really. All we know is that they're calling for people, anyone age over the age of 18, who's willing to go on. And if you're a good lawyer, especially, yeah.
Yeah. But do you think it's possible to find 22 people who have no connection to each other
aren't vaguely related? This is the issue. I think as Irish people, we kind of go out of our way to try and find a connection, don't we?
Yeah.
Especially when we meet a stranger.
Absolutely. Especially if you're sussing somebody out to find out if they're a traitor or not.
100%.
You absolutely will.
100%. And we're a small country, you know, so the likelihood is that there will probably be connections at some point. It could add to it, you know. I mean, if you find out that you've got a connection with someone and you're a traitor, it could be a good way of getting them on side and convincing them that you're not a traitor. So it could work in their favour.
Yeah,
you never know.
True. Yeah. Do we have a good record, though, in Ireland when we adapt these big international hits to...
Well, if you look at the likes of Gogglebox and those kind of things, we're doing quite well. Dancing with the Stars has been very successful. We don't always do very well, and I suppose it's because we don't actually have the budget to make it this blockbuster that it's always been. But like that, you know, it doesn't have to be. We don't have to throw a lot of money at these programs if it's casted correctly. And I think that if you've got enough characters, which we have plenty of here, we've got loads of characters that could go on and make this a very memorable series.
Yeah, because they were down at the Plowin. Looking for people.
Yeah, they've already, like, it's only really been announced today. It has been swirling, rumours have been swirling for a long time. And then, of course, we saw that the Ploughing was one of these places that they've gone to cast people. So we knew that it was happening. But yeah, I suppose I can see them going to more events like that and looking for those different characters.
Yeah.
I think the difference this time around is, like, we see with Love Island and stuff, it's a lot of people who are looking for fame. It seems that this works better when it's just a regular person.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, because you know, in Come Dine With Me, it was almost, they always seem to choose people with zero self-awareness.
Yeah, totally.
And as with Love Island as well, they want to be a celebrity.
Yeah.
But both of those would probably be disadvantages.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And even if you look at the reboot of Big Brother at the moment, you know, there was a lot of call for, you know, people for them to go back to that, you know, just picking regular Joe Soaps off the street. And they've tried to do that now and it's working a little bit better in their favour. So I think that'll be good and it'll be interesting to see. I think as well, as Irish people, we're professional yappers. I don't know if we're good at lying or not.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we're good
at... I know we're good at being insincere, but you can spot it in another Irish person.
That's it, you see. Yeah. It'll be very interesting. I think it'll be completely different to the UK and the US version. I think that we'll be unique in our own right. For sure.
It'll just be people going around being schly.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. Everyone's going to be a bit sus. Trust nobody.
Yeah. And has anybody now from the UK version or the American version, any of the competitors, like, had a career afterwards or got any degree of fame out of that?
Not to the point that you would see elsewhere, but there is like one or two characters that you will see popping up and now and again. There was one specific character, her name was Diane in the UK version last time around. And all, like, you know, at the very beginning of the series, people were suspecting that she had a son because this guy looked really like her who was also in the programme. And they were calling her out and she was denying it to the ground, and it turns out her son was in it, but it was a completely different player. So she did have a son in it, and her son, they were obviously aware of each other's existence in the programme, but no one ever gammed onto it the whole way through. And she's become a bit of an icon, and we see her popping up. She's actually in a campaign for Lidl at the moment in the UK where Martin McCutcheon is singing this new song, and she's just as an icon is featured in this campaign. So she's kind of caught that little bit of a career going from it, but you wouldn't really see much of it. Possibly bigger in the UK, but they wouldn't be household names here.
Yeah. God, that's interesting. They must have kind of leaked that information about the son being out.
Well, so people suspected that one of the characters was her son because they were both ginger. But
yeah,
actually,
yeah.
This son, the suspected son, wasn't her son at all. And a different player was the son. So they never actually thought it was her son. I don't know what was going on, but it made for very interesting
That's clever. That's clever. Somebody suggests Roy Keane should host the Irish Traitors.
I think another Cork man would have
that would actually be good. I could see that.
That's what you need. You need someone like that, a character, you know, like someone who will have a bit of crack with them as well. And, you know... Give it back to the players.
Well, yeah. Well, is it kind of the job of the host to kind of treat everybody with a little bit of contempt? Because Roy would be great at that.
He'd be fantastic at it.
Yeah.
You see that time and time again.
Yeah. And like when they discover who a traitor is, like, does the host have to be neutral in that sense and kind of, you know, not judge them for doing that?
I mean, she's got a bit of an easy gig. Like, she rocks in and rocks out as she pleases, you know, and like, a lot of it is self-explanatory. But, you know, at this round table talk, you know, there's a lot of you people, like, that's where most of the drama really happens. Like, and some of the most iconic scenes from reality TV in the last couple of years have come from these table talks. And, they vote at the end. So they pick one person to eliminate and that person stands up and they let the rest of the group know whether they're traitors or faithful then. So when it turns out that they're faithful and they've been eliminated, everyone's really disappointed actually because they kind of feel bad. But when it's a traitor, you can see the excitement in the room because it's one less person to be worried about, you know?
Okay, well, that's interesting. Has RTE said when it's going to
All we
go
know
to
is
air?
That it's going to be filming in the spring.
In the spring.
So I reckon filming spring and hopefully maybe next summer or this time next year perhaps.
Yeah, probably, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Could well be, yeah. God, that's interesting. Padraig, thanks very much for coming in to us there. That was Padraig Wilson-McCarthy, a content creator and, as you heard there, an absolute expert on reality TV.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.